Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has said the army backed by volunteer forces has totally liberated the city of Tikrit from the ISIL Takfiri terrorists. The Iraqi forces managed to push out the ISIL from Tikrit after weeks of operations. The Iraqi troops' advance was slowed by numerous booby traps and other explosion devices planted by the terrorists. The Iraqi army says its troops and popular forces inflicted heavy casualties on the ISIL. The terrorist group captured Tikrit in June.
Iraqi Federal Police Forces and the Popular Mobilization have liberated the presidential palaces and raised the Iraqi flag in the Tikrit Mosque, the central prison, and the University of Tikrit. Monday night, the Iraqi flag was also raised over the Salah ad-Din provincial complex as Iraqi forces and volunteers killed 40 members of the ISIL terrorists. Security forces say that they found 300 explosive devices and rocket launchers, as well as three explosive manufacturing factories. The forces also captured a supply warehouse that produced flour with the ISIL stamp on the flour bags.
The operation in Tikrit is divided into four different axes. The southern axis is the closest to the center of Tikrit. Now the hospital has been liberated.
The defeat of ISIL at the southeastern axis of operations came after 4 days of consecutive shelling using rockets and mortar shells and heavy artillery targeting the terrorist group's hideouts. Intense clashes are still taking place between Iraqi forces and ISIL militants at the southern axis of operations. Now the Iraqi forces are stationed at the hill here behind me and are attacking the ISIL militants that are in their hideouts in the neighborhood here near the center of Tikrit, trying to cleanse this area to get more and more into the center of Tikrit. Officials say the battle to retake this part was not easy, as ISIL had planted the surrounding with explosive devices.
The international coalition said once that ISIL cannot be defeated easily and that it needs 3 to 4 years for ISIL to leave Iraq. The army and popular mobilizations are advancing and have proved that the will of Iraqi people can achieve victories. Those advances today are a proof that Iraqis are capable of defeating terrorism. Hopefully the city of Tikrit will be liberated soon, and then we will move to Ramadi and then Mosul.
Despite the difficulties Iraqi forces and the mobilization forces faced, they have been able to cleanse the southeastern area of Tikrit and are now moving ahead towards capturing the whole city. Rahshan Saglam, Press TV, Tikrit.
Well, Rahshan Saglam herself joins us now from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, with the very latest. Now, Rahshan, you've been covering this offensive on to liberate Tikrit from its get-go. Tell us a bit more about what the emotions and the morale is like right now as Tikrit is declared fully liberated.
Yes, Kaniz, finally Tikrit is under the Iraqi forces' control, and after a great 2 weeks of hard work and attacks against ISIL militants in Salah ad-Din province, the Iraqi forces joined by the popular mobilization and Iraqi factions were finally able to liberate Salah ad-Din province. Now, we all know that the clashes or the attack against ISIL militants in this province or the military operations started 3 weeks ago. Actually, the half of the Salah ad-Din province was liberated in 11 days, which is a really important achievement for the Iraqi forces. And of course, we witnessed the liberation of Salah ad-Din, of Tikrit, the center of Tikrit, in only 5 days. And I've been there covering for the past 5 days the operations in the center of Tikrit. The operations were going very good. However, there are two things that we have here to talk about. One is that the so-called international coalition appearance in the battle of the center of Tikrit was not very pleasant for the Iraqi factions and the popular mobilization, and it kind of, if we can say that, sets back the operations for 1 or 2 days, and the liberation of Tikrit would have been earlier if the US-led coalition did not intervene. We would have witnessed this liberation earlier if the US-led coalition coalition wouldn't attack or conduct airstrikes in Tikrit. And now we all know, and I was on the ground over there, and I've seen in my bare eyes that the U.S.-led coalition only conducted a few airstrikes in the first 2 days and then stopped conducting strikes. And this is when the popular committees started really entering the center of Tikrit and achieving advances. The second thing that we have to talk about is that the international coalition actually said that, the United States also announced that the liberation of Tikrit is going to be very hard, and that ISIL can never be defeated with Iraqi forces' efforts only. And this is a proof, the liberation of Tikrit is a proof that the Iraqi forces can and liberate their territory. This is what people are talking about. This is what political commentators and politicians are now in Iraq speaking about, that the liberation of Salah ad-Din province and the liberation of Tikrit was an Iraqi effort only, and they are all saying that the U.S.-led coalition did not have an important part in it, did not have any part in it, and that the airstrikes conducted by the international coalition were very minimum and in areas that does not have ISIL militants in it. And I've been there, I've seen those airstrikes, and I've seen that those airstrikes were not targeting the areas of presence of ISIL militants. I've seen that in my bare eyes. I've reported that through Press TV, and I've said many times that the U.S.-led coalition is not targeting areas of ISIL presence. Now, this is what I wanted to highlight about the victory that the Iraqi forces have done. We all know that this is a great victory for the Iraqi forces, popular mobilization and Iraqi factions. We all know that this was a challenge for the Iraqis in front of the whole world, that they have to they wanted to show that they can liberate their country and they can defeat terrorism, and they were able. We, through Press TV channel, of course, you were able to all see this victory. You were able to see it day by day, achievement after another, an operation after another, and of course a victorious achievement for the Iraqi forces is the liberation of Tikrit. And through Press TV, I am going to address or show you the liberation of Tikrit. We are going to enter Tikrit tonight and see how the liberation took place and what ISIL left behind in Tikrit. Of course.